Amazon has sold millions of its Alexa-controlled Echo personal assistants. And although some may still be cautious of conversational AI, artificial intelligence, the technology keeps moving forward. Now, with the help of Manulife Canada, you can even use Alexa to keep track of your health benefits. Vice President of Innovation and Business Development at Manulife, Xavier Debain, joins us now. Hello there.
Hi.
Alexa is getting into the money business. Well, how did that ever come to be?
I guess Alexa is a platform that offers all kinds of services. Like, it's going to be probably something like your mobile phone, and so now you will have all kinds of apps in the Amazon Alexa world. They're called Skills, and so every provider, everyone can build a skill for Amazon Alexa and offer new services.
And so why did your company decide that this was something that was relevant to the marketplace?
So we realized that it's new. It's a new type of platforms. But as you mentioned it, there are millions of devices like that have been sold in the U.S. Amazon was launching its devices in Canada in December. And so we wanted to be part of that launch and offer that for our customers. I think we realized that our customers more and more will want to interact with us wherever they are, however they want, whenever they want. And they're called sometimes smart home devices. And so, customers want to deal with their providers, including Manulife, from their home through voice so that they can do something else maybe while they do it. And so it's a very non-intrusive way for them to interact with us.
So for our listeners who aren't familiar with what these assistants look like, they're kind of like a mini speaker, and there's a bunch of different ones out there. But you begin by saying, Alexa, and then ask her a question. You could say, Alexa, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? In this context, how do you use Alexa? How does it relate to your business?
You're right. I have one at home. I use it to manage my music. I use it for in my kitchen. I use it for a timer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My kids use it for other.
For it's fun, kind of like, they ask crazy questions. I'm
that's
sure.
Right. You know, like we've all done with Siri when it came out. We wanted to offer something useful, and so one of the questions that a lot of our customers have what are my balances with regards to group benefits? And so we identified this as being our first kind of skill. And so we pushed to make that happen for the launch.
So what can I could say, Alexa, how much do I have left on chiropractic?
Yeah, exactly. And for who, for depending, because everyone has different balances. And so, yes, how much do I have for chiropractic? How much do I have left for vision, for dental? And how much have I spent? We can check.
In a web world, you'd probably log on to a Manulife portal with a password. How does it work with Alexa? Does she know the dulcet tones of my voice, and she can tell that it's me and not someone else asking about my chiropractic balance?
So today, you have to enter a PIN. Or you actually have to say a PIN.
Say your PIN?
Yeah. In the future, they're working on voice recognition to figure out whether it's you or it's me asking the question. And so, but that's...
Our accent is slightly different.
Yes.
I think Alexa would know. You're much more sophisticated and worldly than I am. From London, Ontario.
But it basically, in a way, yeah, it's authenticated through a PIN today. And not everyone can ask for...
You're also working at some financial literacy content for Alexa to deliver through the IQ world. Tell us how that works.
So we also launched a skill for exactly financial literacy. So you can ask for certain terminology that you may not be familiar with. And we also have kind of the word of the day. This was really when we first talked to Amazon, we looked at what are the most popular applications that people love to use in the U.S. and how do we create some Canadian content in a way? And so that's a lot of the popular skills are around information, quizzes, and things like that. And for us, for Manulife, it's really important to continue to help our customers understand this kind of complex world of health and financial. And so that's why we thought it was a helpful kind of skill to throw to put in.
Insurance companies are not known to be innovative. I hate to break it to you, but it's true. That is not the brand that insurance companies typically have. So I was keen to talk about this because I think it's currently an outlier that there's something that's leading the way on this front. Tell me about some of the themes that you're focused on in your role, where you really do believe there's a compelling drive for innovative products and services.
Yeah, so we're really into moving into this digital world and enabling our customers to deal with us however they want. And so the first big axis of kind of innovation is this place of customer experience. And how do we how are we present where they are, when they want, and how they want, right? You talked about the web and this home platform, but also how do we make things available on mobile phone? That's kind of an obvious one. And how do we make more and more information and available there? So that's the first path, I would say, around being where our customers are. And the second one is around simplifying the experience. I think particularly on the insurance side, but also on the wealth management, sometimes it's a bit complicated. And back to my point about the financial literacy. And so how do we help customers navigate through the choices and knowing when is the right thing for them to do, and also making these difficult decisions for them? All of our businesses are about making tough decisions or making short-term difficult decisions for a long-term benefit. And so we have to accompany our customers through that journey.
How does the current thinking on artificial intelligence build on what we've known in behavioral economics for years and years about the nudges that push people towards more virtuous choices, like an automatic enrollment in a company's group RRSP plan, automatic matching, like all these things that are automatic that they can opt out of, but that they're automatic, and the success rates you have on that versus requiring people to sign up and do all that kind of stuff? How does behavioral economics and AI come together? Is Nirvana down the line? Is it like 100 meters away?
I think it's all about ultimately delivering a personalized experience for our customers. And so whether it's through the intelligence of knowing what is relevant for you and, you know, based on your situation, on your financial assets, what is the right decision that you should take or that you would want to take. And then the second element around behavioral economy is how do we actually help you understand what is the benefit of that decision and whether it's the right time and so on. So I think that's probably where we those kind of technologies will be used. And these are two big topics that we're looking at in our environments, around our services.
Well, we'll be watching. We'll see whether or not you bring in all the other assistants too, like Google Home and all that kind of stuff. Thank you for your time, Xavier. We appreciate it. Xavier Debain is Vice President of Innovation and Business Development at Manulife.